Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Women Veterans Speak radio program. We will be discussing today women veterans issues. Today is Monday, February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone out there. And to those who are not via radio or can hear or have someone to tell them that they love them today, I want to just say that God loves you, and we're praying that those who are serving in our military will soon be coming home to be with their loved ones, and they can celebrate the seasons and the upcoming holidays with their families. I want to thank you for joining us today. My name is Kathy Santos, founder of the National Alliance of Women Veterans, headquartered in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And today is a wonderful day. It is the day before the historic class action lawsuit for military sexual trauma victims, and we're just so grateful that the time has come that women veterans may get some justice, and we are just so delighted to be a part of that, the National Alliance of Women Veterans. And we may get some calls today from women veterans who participated in that briefing of last week, and it was just an extremely I was playing as an advocate, just working for that day, that women could come together and just have attention on the issues, particularly one of violence and violations toward women who serve in the military. So we're just glad that today is the day. We're just so grateful to Susan Burke, who was the lead attorney on this litigation, and to SWAN, Women's Women Action Network, Anu, who is an attorney also consulting on this litigation and class action lawsuit filing. I'm delighted to be a part of this. Tomorrow we are going to be at the National Press Club, where we will begin the filing process. I think there will be testimony, and we'll be hearing from we'll be hearing from different women and people involved in the class action lawsuit. So I'm delighted to be there, both as press and as a woman veteran and a victim of military sexual trauma. I have fought for many years in Pennsylvania. Recognition and attention of this crucial issue. I think it was the coming together of the many women across the country that has shed light on the magnitude of this concern of violence against women in the military. It was actually back in 1989 when my situation started, and it's gone unresolved Since then, I testified before Congress in 1993 to the Veterans Oversight Committee, and I knew then that my situation would be addressed in a very serious way. There were several women at the platform. If I recall correctly, there were women from World War II who testified. It was myself and another Philadelphia woman veteran, and many other women who testified on their issues. But my particular concern was the retaliation and what I believed was harassment at the time when I complained of military sexual trauma. I talked a little bit about that over the years, but not in depth. I had began writing a manuscript. I had about 30 pages, and when I read it, my God, writing is one thing, but to read and then just try to process it all over again, it was very painful, and I wasn't able to write again. But I think that my writing block is being lifted, and I'll be able to write again. I'm hoping that I'll be writing for the month of May just to share with my affiliates and some of my colleagues on some of the processes I had to endure prior to the MST counseling centers or units being mandated in many of the VA hospitals throughout the country. I think that what had happened since 1993 was a massive strategy to cover up the issue or constantly to block every effort to shed further light on what was going on and the widespread violence, if you will, that existed towards women in the military, which is a very, 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 I guess they wrote, it's detached, if you will, from the regular mainstream. And the culture is not very familiar. It certainly wasn't familiar at the time when I spoke for Congress and some years prior to up until the present. And I was pleased to hear that tone was being set in the litigation with our attorneys, Susan being non-military. They have explored every dynamic of this situation, and I'm telling you, they have just divulged some of the most crucial points that I had no idea was experiencing to other people across the country. So I am so grateful to Susan Burke and her law firm and to Anu from SWAN, the Service of Action Network, and of course, Susan Avila Smith, and all of the other women across the country who have stayed the course and have endured, I'm sure, in comparison to what I have, it was very difficult, existence, if you will, just day to day trying to fight for equality, fight for health care, and to fight in some cases where there was a threat of pushing this agenda to the forefront. There were so many obstacles put in front of you that some, in my case, were life-threatening and compromising to my quality of life and health. But I survived, and I'm grateful to God that I did. And on last week, we had two women veterans, strong women veterans, who went down to Washington, D.C. for the briefing. It was very, very, very enlightening. We were just a little bit late. We ran the clock, actually, getting the train in, just in time to get there at about 3 to 5 minutes after 11, with the events having started at 11 o'clock. It was a packed room, and our chairs were preserved for us, which was quite at the front of the room there, and we were just pleased. They were very generous in allowing us the time to add comments and ask questions, which were many. And we were very, very apologetic at the end because we kind of like overwhelmed, and we were just pleased to be there for sure. And we did ask questions that were, just with regards to our own experiences and how we had fought and advocated from our different worlds, if you will, and they allowed us to speak, and they did provide us much time and giving us some good answers on our questions. I'm just so delighted that this information is being made public. I no longer have to worry about who is reading my Facebook posts, my blogs, or my website or the newsletter, who I'm talking to now. I think that we need to continue